people don't seem to trust you. They mm-hmm. seem to think, as Midge has indicated, that you're up to something that no one has quite figured out, but that you're getting ready to really capitalize on this whole thing.
If that's the case, 11 years ago, we've been at this 11 years, and if that's the case, we wouldn't still be here. We would have gone off and left this project a long time ago, cut our losses, and said it wasn't worth doing. But I think there's a lot of reasons for that, and I think you got to segregate people in the community and people outside the community. Within the community, it had to be facts-based. So the people had to meet us, understand us. We're white people coming into a 95-98% African-American community. So there's bound to be doubts and mistrust. So Martin Luther King had a great phrase that if black people, white people could have dinner together, there wouldn't be racism in this world. Well, we began to have dinner together and to meet with people. Now, once that happens, and I believe 98% of that is behind us, and the people know how to come and get answers. And we know how to, where to go to ask questions. Outside the community, I have to be cautious with my statement here. A lot of people would just soon see it stay the way it is. Mm-hmm. That's not acceptable to us. We both grew up north. We live here. We've lived here our whole lives. Mm-hmm. Generations of our family have lived here. All of our kids live here. All of our grandkids live here. We want this city to thrive. And we actually believe that if St. Louis is going to be great again, it takes jobs and job creation. And the only way I know how to do that is with land. And the only land that's available is on the north side.